This is Money Roots, the podcast where Amy Irvine and her team keep money conversations real, relatable, and rooted in your goals. Let's grow together.
Hello, Money Roots listeners. Welcome back. This is Amy Irvine, CEO and founder of Rooted Planning Group. Today, I am expanding on our last episode where we talked about insurance. I had a great conversation with Megan Dowd, who is a fantastic resource for property and casualty insurance. I really enjoyed our time together and the opportunity to explore some important issues in that space. Today, I want to build on that conversation and give you some practical checklist to think through when reviewing your own policies. We will include downloadable checklists in the show notes and on our website. For now, I am going to stay high level. This is meant to be food for thought, just a way to help you think more intentionally about your coverage. Let's start with property and casualty insurance, often called P&C insurance. This includes your home, rental property, automobile, umbrella policy, and possibly boats, ATVs, or special event coverage. If you own a business, there are additional considerations as well. Pause for a moment and ask yourself, where are all the potential risks in my life? When you think about your home or other real estate, one of the most important questions is this: how much do I want to cover out of pocket, and how much do I want insurance to cover? Are you looking for full replacement value, or are you comfortable with actual cash value? Actual cash value reflects depreciation. Replacement value covers the cost to replace something at today's prices. For example, if you bought a $3,000 television that is now worth $1,000, replacement coverage would reimburse you at today's replacement cost. It is also important to consider liability. Look around your property and identify any attractive nuisances, things like a swimming pool, a trampoline, or even certain animals. These increase liability risk if someone gets injured. Another key concept is rebuild cost. Insurance typically covers what it would cost to rebuild your home. That is different from the market value. That distinction matters. Inside your home, think about safety measures. Do you have working smoke detectors? Are they up to date? Do you have a security system, fire extinguishers? These features may qualify you for discounts. More importantly, they can prevent significant loss. Now think about deductibles. Would you rather have a $1,000 deductible or $5,000? Filing multiple claims can increase premiums, so having adequate emergency savings can allow you to handle smaller losses yourself. If you own a condo or townhome, understand your association's master policy. Know what you are responsible for versus what the association covers. Sometimes you insure only from the walls inward. Other times you are required to carry a full homeowner policy. If you rent your property through Airbnb or another short-term rental platform, even occasionally, make sure you understand the additional coverage required. Now let's shift to automobile insurance. Most auto policies cover actual cash value, not replacement cost. Some carriers offer agreed value coverage, but it usually costs more. Again, consider how much you want to pay out of pocket if there is an accident. If you have children on your policy, ask about good student discounts or part-time driver discounts, especially if they are away at college. Also, understand when they may need their own policy. Adding young drivers can significantly increase premiums. Liability coverage is one of the most important components of an auto policy. Collision and comprehensive coverage matter too, especially glass coverage. Modern windshields contain advanced technology and sensors. Replacements are far far more expensive than they used to be. When Brett and I purchased a Subaru Forester last year, we were surprised at how much the glass coverage affected the premium. If you are shopping for a vehicle, it is worth asking about insurance costs in advance. An umbrella policy is another important layer of protection. It sits above your home and auto policies and provides additional liability coverage. If you have significant assets, recreational vehicles, or higher liability exposure, this is worth discussing with your agent. You may also want to explore specialty coverages such as flood, earthquake, hurricane, or identity theft protection. If you live in a condo or townhome community, ask about special assessment coverage. This protects you if the association does not have sufficient reserves for major repairs like a roof replacement or HVAC upgrade. Now let's move beyond property and casualty insurance. Life insurance is another critical area. I recommend reviewing your policy every 2 years. Ask yourself, why did I purchase this policy? Is it still sufficient? Has anything changed in my life? Health insurance is also a major risk category. Understand your deductibles, coverage levels, and what your employer provides. If you are self-employed, carefully evaluate your options. Disability insurance is equally important. Many people rely on employer-provided coverage, but what happens if you change jobs or become self-employed? Consider whether you want own occupation coverage or broader disability definitions. Understand the elimination period, which is the waiting time before benefits begin. Make sure you have savings to cover that gap. And finally, long-term care. Many people attempt to self-insure long-term care. That can work, but only with careful planning. Think about your future living arrangements, your caregiving preferences, your funding sources. If you have a long-term care policy, review it. Does it include inflation protection, non-forfeiture benefits? Can you adjust coverage? Are there restrictions? Also consider the financial strength of the insurer. There may be tax considerations as well. Certain long-term care premiums may be deductible, and care expenses may qualify for deductions depending on your circumstances. I know this is not the most exciting topic, but these checklists can be incredibly valuable when reviewing your overall financial plan. You will find simple yes or no checklist in the show notes and on our website to guide your review. If you have questions or would like us to cover a specific topic in a future episode, please reach out. You can email us at moneyroots@rootedpg.com or info@rootedpg.com. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful February and March, and that you are getting your tax documents organized and submitted to your preparer. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Money Roots. Until next time, keep your finances grounded and your future growing.